We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Gene.
Good morning. Hi.
Are you excited to be part of Endymion, Mardi Gras' largest parade, and you're going to play the Superdome after the Endymion parade's over?
Well, of course. It's as much fun as you can have with your pants on.
I was going to ask if you were fired up, but that'd be stupid, because anybody that's ever seen Kiss, they know you're always fired up.
Well, I am the fireman. Nobody else spits fire. Nobody else. Whoever played an instrument, ever. Not Elvis. Nobody. Of course I'm fired up. I am the fire guy.
Now, you rode once in Endymion. You didn't play with Kiss, but you rode. Do you remember that? Did you have fond memories of that?
Well, a few things, actually. During the 70s, we were the kings of the Mardi Gras around 78, 79, and then there was a strike. I think our fine
policemen
in uniform,
yes.
The police, that's right, went on strike for whatever reason was going on. And so because of the safety of the public, we all decided, you know, the coins were printed up and everything. And then we decided, you know, to reschedule another time. And then we did ride on a float another day. But Gene Simmons, the guy without the makeup and all that stuff, did ride, on the float because we had our TV show, Gene Simmons Family Jewels. And we wanted to show the rest of the world that Carnival in Brazil holds nothing on knowledge.
Haha, that's awesome. Hey, you brought up your TV show. America fell in love with your two kids, Gene. How are they doing these days?
Nice of you to ask. I appreciate it. Sophie's got a modeling deal with Wilhelmina, which is one of the big entities. Both Nick and Sophie are recording and writing their own stuff. Sophie, actually, this last year had a big 10 million download single called Kiss Me on Casablanca Records. It's very strange. I had nothing to do with it, but ironically, it's the first label that ever signed Kiss. And we were the first act on the label. And sure enough, Sophie's first recording was on Casablanca, and I had nothing to do with it. Just happenstance.
It's one heck of a coincidence. We're talking with Gene Simmons, Kiss playing the Superdome, wrapping up Endymion Mardi Gras Parade. Hey, a lot of people don't know Gene these days because you guys Kiss, the legendary rock band, but your first few studio albums didn't do too well. And is it true that if that double live album didn't do that well, we might not have heard much more from Kiss after that?
Well, it was a consideration, certainly, because the record company was going out of business. Casablanca, which was founded by Neil Bogart, was a singles company. And the first band they signed is a band that played guitars, no backing tracks, no disco boys on stage. It was just straight meat and potatoes rock. So the first three records just didn't do all that well, although live, we were kicking it out of the park. You know, within a year and a half of forming, we were playing stadiums in America, even though the record sales weren't up there. We headlined Anaheim Stadium, Atlanta Stadium, and all that stuff. And this is before MTV or cell phones or any of that stuff. And so it was a very strange, our popularity started from the people, from the ground up, not from radio and singles. And within a few years, 77, 78, 79, we were the Gallup poll number one band in the world, above the Beatles, the Stones, and who the hell knows who else. And as I sit here proudly speaking to you from the hills of Beverly, Kiss is America's number one gold record award-winning group of all time. It's a mouthful, but it also means in all categories.
Boy, that's something, because, you know, these days, and back then as well, bands would spend lots of money to go produce an album. But you guys, you couldn't get your live sound captured on studio, so you had to do it with a live album, and then that made you the biggest going. That's something.
That's true. We never had the patience to be in a studio to do it the right way. And, you know, maybe that's a failing on our part. But Kiss has always been a live band. There are bands who are studio bands. You know, that includes the Beatles started off as a live band, then became a studio band.
Sure.
How do you reproduce A Day in the Life or, you know, I Am the Walrus or all that live without using enormous, you know, big orchestras and maybe backwards tapes and all that stuff? So We were just continue to tour the world. We're going to Europe in May. We start off on May Day in Russia, you know, when in Moscow when all the big missiles go by, and Mr. Putin, I'm sure, is going to be there to rock out. We actually look forward, because our relationship with Nolens goes back, I think, before you were born.
We were talking with Gene Simmons. You must still love it, because you don't need the money anymore, Gene. I mean, to tour the world, to still get up there, to put on all your regalia, to play the songs, you must obviously still love it.
There is no bigger thrill. We have more fun than the Pope.
Hey, I saw a picture of you over the weekend. Your old bandmate, Ace Frehley, was in Los Angeles playing. You showed up. I think a lot of your old fans like to see that picture. Is there any chance of Ace getting back with you guys?
No, that'll never happen. That's because, and not because we don't care about him and that he'll always be a part of the family, but you remember that first girl you went out with?
Sure.
Are you going to get back together with her?
Oh, wow. That's a good point. Now you put it that way, we all can relate.
There's nothing wrong with it, but Ace has been, and Peter too, has been in and out of the band three different times. I mean, how many times do you want to do it? And Kiss continues. We do great. We play stadiums, play arenas, fans are happy, and truthfully, your view of the train ride depends on when you get on the train. I mean, when I go to see the Stones, I don't see anybody holding up a sign saying, "Where's Brian Jones?" They don't even know who that is.
We're talking with Gene Simmons. So, you know, like all your old-time fans, they want to make sure that all of you guys, you know, are okay and you still get along and such. But the way you just put it, I mean, you're not a revolving door. I mean, how many times can you come and go?
Well, I get along great with Ace and Peter, but I don't get along with anybody who's a drunk and a druggie, because everybody's got an excuse. Oh, I ran you over because I was high. I don't care. You ran me over. So we're very forgiving as a society. If somebody runs over somebody on the highway while they're drunk, they get nothing. I'd grind you up in a hamburger meat grinder. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it is your responsibility, and your rights stop at my doorstep. You know, the guy that runs you over with the truck can walk over and give you one of two excuses. One is, "I'm sorry I ran you over, it was an accident." And the other one was, "I'm sorry I was high, and I can't." Who cares? I've been run over.
Yeah.
Don't give drug addicts and alcoholics a way out. Punish them. Ostracize them. Get rid of them. That also means you're sorry as dad. I don't mean your father, but I mean if somebody's a loser in your family, get rid of them. Life is too short. That doesn't mean you don't love them, but tough love is the best way to do it.
Gene Simmons is with us, playing Endymion with Kiss in the Superdome. Gene, I know you're very outspoken, and you've had some outspoken thoughts about politics lately. Have you ever seen a president that has hated this much before he's even done anything than Donald Trump?
Sure. President Bush was not popular. He had horrible ratings, but was voted in twice. President Nixon was hated, I mean despised, but he was voted in twice. In fact, I believe he had the largest landslide in American popular history. And when you say somebody is hated, you know, the people that love and support him, it's their America too. It's not just the people hate. Who's the people? You have to define that. And everybody's got a right to demonstrate and all that. That's what makes us great. But the fact is the fact. The Electoral College has decided overwhelmingly that both sides of the Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate, are going to be Republican,
mm-hmm.
and that the president is going to be Donald Trump. End of story. You and I have the right to go and demonstrate. We can say bad things and stuff, but that's not going to change anything. Our president is President Trump. That's it. And by the way, here's a point. I don't care how somebody feels about it. You have the right to feel any way you want. Al-Qaeda and Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade and all the bad guys, Hezbollah and all those guys, they really don't see a difference between Democrats and Republicans. They hate you all, see? Maybe that's a good point for us.
We're all infidels.
Well, the faster we wake up to the idea that we're all Americans first, that should be your political party. Then after that, are all, you know, even brothers and sisters argue about stupid stuff. But at the end of the day, you belong to the same people. We're Americans. Wake up.
Yeah, I'm with you. And if you don't like it in 4 years, go do something about it. But like you said, this has been the thing I don't like, Gene. He hasn't done well. He's starting to do a few things, but people are protesting, and they really even haven't given him a chance to govern
yet. But that's America. Everybody can, and I fully support anybody's right to demonstrate and do whatever. I don't want you to block traffic. Get out of my way. But you want to demonstrate, don't burn buildings, don't be violent. You demonstrate all you want and write op-ed pieces and say whatever you want. That's great. That's the greatest thing about America. And our president is named Donald Trump. That's it.
Yeah.
You can't argue with any of it.
Well, Gene Simmons, look, it's always a pleasure. And I think it's awesome that you're still rocking with Kiss. You still love it all of these years later.
We love it. You know, God's honest truth, we love it more than ever. Like today, I'm sitting in my office, which is 5,000 square feet. It's filled with thousands of, you know, Kiss toys and games and everything. We have the Kiss phone booth over there and the Kiss slot machines, and you name it, we got it. But today, the claw machines are coming in. Two different Kiss claw machines. You know what those are?
You put money in and you get lucky and you grab like a stuffed animal or something with the...
Right, you get this claw and you try to position it so that you can get a stuffed animal and all that. Well, now we've got Kiss claw machines.
That's
and we're going to be in, everywhere. 7-Elevens and supermarkets.
It's interesting, as we sit here in the year 2017, everybody talks about having a brand. You figured that out back in the 70s. You're like the king of branding. You branded everything.
They can't shine our shoes. Nobody comes close. We outsell the Beatles and Elvis.
Gene Simmons, thanks for taking the time to join us. We'll see you rocking the Superdome with Kiss at Endymion.
We can't wait. Have fun. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.